You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We got Brett out there this morning because he wanted to give you guys tickets. We got U-Fest tickets with Brett at a ticket drop out at Prestige Billiards. And that was originally supposed to be the intent of this thing, but it has turned into something wildly different. Brett's out at 83rd Avenue and Bell Road at Prestige Billiards. And Meathead, the guy who owns the place, has decided he's going to change the game on you. Now, Brett, I also got an email from a guy named Travis who said, I was just out at the Prestige Billiards store in Glendale. Yeah. And you dropped the ball. He said, there's no merchandise on the west side, but somehow that feels like more than we deserve here in the avenues with Brett coming by. So you not bringing them any T-shirts, which is, I guess, what they needed, new clothes, he's okay with. They said, also, Brett was away from the tent for a while. He wasn't here while everyone else was. My guess is he was hiding the
and
body.
Work.
No. I was inside. I was in Prestige checking out the pool tables and stuff. I was here.
Did Meathead move the table out?
It's crazy because he's got them stacked like three high in this place. I'm like, how do you get those up there? He goes, oh, I just lift them up there. I'm like, what? Out of your mind? What's wrong with you?
Is he playing the move it and you can have it game?
He is. He's about to pull the slates out of the van right now.
Oh, he's going to build it right there.
Well, he's building one right as I'm sitting. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, get me Meathead.
All right.
What's he doing? Oh.
I don't know. Here, hang on.
All right. Heaven.
Hello.
Hi, Meathead. How are you?
The man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. Okay. So you text me and you said, I should, there's that thing. I should have it so if people can just pick it up and take it, they can have it. Are we still doing that?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, like, if I should have ER on call. Or
paramedics.
Yeah.
Paramedics.
You can have the emergency room. How about this? You just stack up all it takes to build a pool table into a bundle right there, and then have them try to lift it all in one thing.
Well, I was thinking that just with the slate, because that's 600 pounds.
Yeah.
And then if we add any of the wood, you know, it's just another 200 pounds, 300 pounds, and then, you know, 950, 1,000 pounds, then, you know, we're talking, like, injury.
You think?
Where did you come to that conclusion?
So you added up. Let's see. Look, I can get 600 plus 250 plus another 3. That's injury.
This is an injury. This is going to be great.
I learned from my daughter. She teaches me math, right?
Yeah. Better than you, at least.
That equals injury, Daddy. That equals we won't eat anymore. That equals lawsuits. Daddy, you're redlining.
So how about this? Like, if you can lift, if you can lift up the slate,
that's 600 pounds.
You clean and jerk that.
I think you'd be giving away some slates today.
I don't know. You get the whole thing up and move it into your truck.
Oh, that's
what I'm saying. Not just get it off the ground.
See, that's 4 feet, though. You know, that's another math equation that you're breaking my brain this morning.
That's 48 inches.
That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah. So if you can get it up 4 feet, 600 pounds, one person, you're pretty up the standards. I should hire them, actually.
You should raise them.
And if you're looking for work.
Yeah.
Interview.
Yeah. You get some.
No, this is going to turn into a plus for me, because then I get job applicants and, you know, people to the store. And
it's perfect.
Know,
yeah. People are going to start showing up. But if you figure it out. Maybe some really intriguing injuries. If you have a rosebud in your parking lot, who else in that strip mall has ever created a rosebud for one of their customers?
Yeah, it's questionable, because there's some big stores in this place. So.
So you think just purely on volume, there could have been a rosebud or two over at the Ross? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Meathead, if you can lift it, you can have it. You're setting it up. This is your contest. KUPD would like to dismiss itself as far as it can from this potential lawsuit in waiting. But if somebody may be literally walking away with a pool table today. How about that?
Should I have an NDA on this? Like, you know, a
yes.
Council?
Yeah. Not a non-disclosure where we don't talk about it, but just a thing where
A release.
A release, yeah, a release form that gets you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, a release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. But I like that. Steal a pool table and you can have it.
That's not a good business opportunity for me, right?
Do you think two people could lift a pool table into a truck?
What kind of two people are we talking about? Are we talking about
you and the
crippled
you
Kevin?
And the
what
Russian
do you think
help.
I'm talking about?
If they're like John Cena style, I think yeah. you're good. But if you're you know Apache Junction questionable,
so an Apache Junction homosexual
not
could
I'm
not do this.
Time.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin, before you
if
lose
any
your
you guys
business,
are lighting the loaf,
yeah, any
no
you guys,
way you can do
you
it.
Know, might watch a dude walk away for a little too long. I don't think you can lift the table. all right, you set up whatever it is you set up. Give the phone back to Brett before you get sued.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Kevin
out there at Prestige Billiards. He's running the place, and I don't know what he's doing, but he's successful at it.
All right,
Brett, you've got UFest tickets. Nothing else matters right now than the lift it and keep it game he's playing with. Thousands of pounds of equipment.
This is ridiculous. I got nothing to do with this. All right? This is all on him. I'm not doing nothing.
Good news is, when a dude gets crushed by a pool table, at least you're there to help him hide the body. So we're in good shape all the way around.
He's covered.
That's true.
All the bases are covered. Head on out to
Prestige. It's the west side, just right here on the curb. We're fine.
Yeah, you leave him out like the bulk pickup. Bell Road and 83rd Avenue this morning out of Prestige Billiards. If you want to head out there, Brett's got all sorts of stuff for you. And Kevin is trying to take care of you with a free pool table. It could leave today. And if you ever get anybody doing that, you get that film rolling. We're posting those videos. I'm not big on social media, but I got to see this.
It's going to be Rosebud Central, I'm telling you. These things are ridiculously heavy. No way.
Rosebud Central, great band name. All right, we'll talk to you later, Brett. Nice job. There you go. Brett's out there at Prestige Billiards this morning. Given back to you guys, although evidently our promo crew brought nothing for you. You can sign up for UFest tickets. Brett's going to be giving you UFest tickets. The big UFest ticket drop and potentially a pool table will walk itself right out of the building. How great is that deal right there? Simple as it gets. Busy morning. Got Doug Hopkins money to give away in a little bit. Kevin Ray's going to join us a little later this morning. We'll tell you the Doug Hopkins thing this morning. But right now, we got to get all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. How about some Hooters for lunch today? Every Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 o'clock, $2 off any 10-piece wings, fish and chips and salad. And you can't make it for lunch? Well, then come on down for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. So they only take an hour off to clean up between the lunch specials and the happy hour specials. It's always good. It's always great, in fact, down at Hooters. Thank you for this incredible Brady Report. Before you do it, somebody just said, what if I brought a forklift? No. It has to be man-operated. Amish lifting. No. Yeah. If you get no apparatus.
No, my buddy's called forklift.
Yeah. If you got a dude called forklift, scooch his hands
Bring
under
him
and lift him up. Let's see what you got. Rosebuds. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National High Five Day.
High five.
Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke get credit for it.
I tell the story all the time.
1977. For the Doyers.
Glenn Burke, also the first homosexual baseball player that we know about.
And he invented the high five with Dusty Baker after they went back to back with home runs. Dusty hit his 30th of the year. And, or was it Dusty or Glenn hit his first of the season, rounding third, lifting his hand in the air where Dusty smacked his gay, dirty hand away from his, creating the now known high five.
It's also National Pinata Day, so take a stick and whack a friend.
That's right. Not the invention of the pinata, just... I was at the gas station on 16th Street in Glendale the other day, and for no reason at all, it was the most culturally...
Careful.
I want to use a good... Like, as a white guy watching this, it's like, come on, you guys, I can see you. Mexican family pulls up with a pinata in the back of their pickup truck. And another Mexican lady in another car runs over and goes, where did you get that? And I'm like, all right, guys, come on. White guy just saw that. You can't show that kind of excitement for pinatas in front of me. It adds to the stereotype. I mean, she literally got out of her car and ran over like, holy cow, pinata. Where are you going and where did you get that? You don't know where to get a pinata?
You don't think it was a publicity stunt?
To sell pinatas to bald
white
guys?
Like you don't know, lady.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, how in the world have you gotten this far, this excited about pinatas in the culture you're from and not know where to get them? Me? I have no idea where to buy a pinata. It's a neighborhood I probably don't want to be in. I remember they used to sell them in Guadalupe sometimes, but I'd had to stop my car, and that's just flat ridiculous. I wasn't stopping my car in Guadalupe unless I was behind the gates.
Yeah, there's a couple of... I know my neighbor is always big on that, and she has one store.
Pinatas?
Yeah, for the kids' birthdays.
Oh. See, I think that's cultural appropriation, let white kids do it. Come up with your own.
I think it's an all skate.
No, pinatas are not. Nope, that's... No. You get in trouble if you dressed people up in dashikis and had some sort of like goat roast or something.
What about pin the tail on the burro?
If you called it a burro, we changed it to donkey. It becomes white with donkey. If you started the burro thing, I'd have questions. Pinatas aren't a white kid thing. It's appropriation. Dressing them up as little matadors and stuff, that's just not right. Come up with your own white guy idea.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
And I wouldn't be surprised
Don't
if that
stop
happens.
At the dressing them up as little matadors.
Yeah,
that's
little baby bulls.
Come on now.
Yeah, if you're going to do the matador party for your white kid.
Brady was looking for miniature Hereford yeah. cows or whatever.
Baby bulls. Little baby bulls.
They could be picadors for the
And then they
pinata.
Kill it and roast it.
Come on. At a four-year-old birthday party? Come on.
I'd watch it. But it isn't right.
Why can't you
just
right.
do the white version where it's just little babies fending off bulls?
Peter Piper has that every day.
You don't need the hat.
You're not going to get that anymore.
You don't need
else.
The hat. Just do it as white kids fending off bulls. You don't need the hat.
We could do the mini Fredo's Bull O'Rama.
American poker.
Yeah.
We have the kids
the
sit
kids
at the
sitting
table.
At a table and then a bull.
A little baby bull.
Trounces the four-year-olds.
We met with the PBR people yesterday. They're going to put our listeners in one of the, they call it the shark cage in the middle of the arena.
And they just bang into it?
I think potentially.
It's safe.
They're Maybe you have to jump yet. Into the cage to be safe. Like you can go out.
Oh, you're
and
adding
it.
Wrinkles. Okay.
No,
keep going.
That's not what it is.
You thought,
Darn
Kevin,
it.
You thought Kevin had to have a big NDA.
No, they,
NDA. Let's, you can't talk
don't
about
talk
this.
About how your ass fell out at my store. Or you got to pay me. Yeah, pinatas are, that's cultural appropriation when white mothers get pinatas for their little white kids. And it's to celebrate, especially if it's like a Mexican kid's birthday and you're having it at your house. Because your maid asked,
I don't think,
can we have my kid's birthday at your house?
I don't think they care. I don't think they care.
Who?
Whoever's selling the pinatas.
Oh, they don't care.
It's revenue,
But
baby.
When you have it. Because that's how it would happen. One of those Gilbert moms, her maid says, excuse me, miss, can we have my son's birthday party at your beautiful home?
Rosalina.
I'll give you a free week of cleaning. Sure, and I'll buy a pinata if I can invite my own friends. And then have white kids hitting the pinata.
Thanks, Miss Tui.
Yeah, Leanne Tui. That's who would do that.
I'll take your little Savage Brown and I'll buy him a pinata.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Does he speak English? Will we be eating tortillas? We'll make tortillas and beans and such.
Guy says, John, I don't want to get you started, but did you know about this? Pinatas these days are rarely made to be hit. They actually are making them with pull strings now because the little bastard kids don't know how to hit it with a stick, so they go up and pull the string and get all the candy out.
And also, it's too dangerous.
Oh, like they pop the bottom out of it?
Yeah, little. So they blindfold them and then make them reach for a tampon string?
That's what I think.
Well,
you teach them young. The parties I've been to in the last, I've seen a couple of kids line up, hitting the pinata. They end up breaking them, but it takes a
while. Because you're in Gilbert, where they culturally appropriate pinatas.
They know how to swing, but the little league.
Right. I guarantee there are no Mexican kids at those parties.
Yeah,
that's how the goons got started. Swinging bats at pinatas at white kids.
Good one, Talon!
Yeah.
Couple of basis fun facts. Americans throw away up to 68 million in coins every year.
Throw away? Wow.
Sour Patch Kids were originally called Mars Men. They changed the name in the early 80s to capitalize on the popularity of the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Huh.
I kind of knew a little bit of this one. NBC split itself into two radio networks in the 1920s and 30s. Red for more expensive shows, and blue for the cheaper ones. The FCC made them divide into separate companies in 1939 as TV was taking shape. The blue became ABC.
Yep. Split off.
St. Louis, we got an 8-year-old. He was found driving a car in downtown St. Louis on Monday while his mother slept in the back seat. with a younger child. Yes, she and the other younger sister or brother were taking a nap.
Big as a back seat. Get a couple
pretty
people
good for the 8-year-old to be able to operate the vehicle.
Well, they caught her.
How the other
so it's not that good a job if the 8-year-old got caught. The good job is when
everything
the 8-year-old actually gets you home.
Pretty well until he started driving the wrong direction.
Yep, not very good. It's easy to operate the vehicle.
He was on the road for 2 hours. No, he wasn't home.
Yeah. The real stories come from 8-year-olds who got you home. The failures are really shine a light on us not letting the kids drive.
We've got a woman in Ohio. O-H! Was robbed by a person claiming to be Aaron Rodgers.
Actually, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, come on.
Aaron's lost it a little bit.
They met on a messaging app called Viber. She and Aaron talked for a couple of months. She was confident it was him because the profile picture had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey. Or
sure.
A hat.
Those are hard to come by.
Just a hat. And she said he talked about himself personally. So she was sure it was legit. So she gave him her driver's license information.
Huh?
She gave him her driver's license
I gotcha.
Information and her social security number and bank account details. If you're wondering why Aaron would need this random Ohio woman's bank accounts, he said things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment.
Yeah.
But first you need to send me $800 to my lawyer's wife.
Yeah, I think Brady said it best the other day. If your new friend online, no matter who it is, asks for money and you haven't seen them in person, don't give it to them.
How are people still falling for this crap?
It's the dreamland of the internet, thinking that the world's going to eventually make you famous, so you get to hobnob with the famous. Your want to be famous makes you feel like everybody who talks to you is famous is real. By the way, people say that pull-string piñatas are called gringo piñatas in and amongst the Mexican community.
Hold on. This guy said basically the same thing, but a little spicier.
He's Mexican. Says, piñatas with a pull-string are called honky ones. The spice without an E ones are called sold at them little Mexican cochinas. That was for all the Mexicans listening. I didn't understand almost any of that.
The police are investigating this case, and they told her to basically block Aaron on all social media, freeze all of her accounts, change her passwords, monitor her credit.
God damn it, Aaron Rodgers.
It's not clear how much money she's lost, but we know for sure that $800 out, but she says, I'm not going to worry about it because Patrick Mahomes told me he would cover the loss.
Is that real?
No.
Okay, that was your little joke at the end. I like that. But I had to ask if you're not sure if she's that stupid.
There's a woman in Brazil who's facing serious charges after she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank, Weekend at Bernie style.
Oh, did you see this?
I did. I saw the video.
She tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name. The bank teller got it on video. The man was clearly no longer with us, but the niece kept talking to him like he was alive. And
she
tried
grabs
to,
his hand to sign
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, to sign the paperwork. She even held his head up.
Yeah.
The teller said the skin tone looked off and
gray,
oddly quiet.
Yeah. No breathing is a big indicator, too. I mean, the pictures
are. Claimed he's just like that, and he doesn't say much.
Right, because
he's pretty
laid
back. He's look doesn't like being out in the sun.
Click that video right there. Look at this. Right there. You keep passing it. Go up. By the way, there. Isn't that the video? That's what it was on my phone.
Just a picture.
My phone had the video where she holds his hand and starts working the.
Could be further down.
Unless it's here after the ad.
I don't know, but it's weird, and I don't know why or how she thought. Maybe she's gotten away with it before. You got to get on that pretty quick.
Because I remember that one. I think it was here in the States.
The video. How about that? I mean, this dude is clearly dead. His head is like, there's no muscle, there's nothing. And she is just his head bobbing all over the place. Oh. I mean, it is weird. I don't know what they're saying in Portuguese, but it ain't good.
Here, sign it.
He's holding his dead hand. There's nothing there.
Oh, my God.
You haven't seen this yet?
No.
Yeah, I got this. I think this happened like Sunday night. I started getting this one. I'm
look
like,
how calm the people are in the back. I mean, I get it that you maybe don't know that he's dead, but I mean.
Well, you don't want to make the assumption that someone struck a dead body, and you just feel bad for the guy.
She smiles.
She smiles. This is crazy.
Does she at least go, oh, look at that? Have him look away and then try to sign it real quick.
How much was the loan? A couple grand, right?
$3,400.
Yeah.
Is she doing the Edgar Bergen? Was she providing the voice?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and call someone. At the worst case here, we've got someone who needs medical attention, but I'm pretty sure it's too late. I like that the bank lady in Brazil has a body cam. That's how bad banks are in Brazil. They've got chest cameras.
These are the ones you love. This lady in Genesee County, Michigan, went to a tarot card reader. Got a reading.
Smart already.
The lady told her she was going to come into some money very soon. She played the 50-time wild scratch-off lottery ticket.
Yeah.
In Michigan, won $500,000.
Nice. That's pretty great.
She sent me the information of the tarot card reader because I'm sure she could get a lot of business right now. You're not going to come into money.
Don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
I just feel bad for people who open the door. You just do that thing at the... Is this the tarot card place? Of course it is. Sit down. Oh. My life is...
I've been waiting for you.
And if I was a tarot card reader, I'd throw out the cards and it'd be like, oh, you're at rock bottom. And I'd say it to everybody who's in there, because if you go to a tarot card reading, you're at rock bottom. You have run out of options on how to fix lives. You need a deck of cards.
I just won the Powerball, the 1.2 bill.
Why are you here? I don't know. Having a little fun on the side, I guess.
Ooh, this card here is going to say you're going to lose a lot of money.
Your life's not working out, is it?
How do you...
You see... It's all so clear. Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be at a tarot card reading.
There's a new restaurant in Italy. It's trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in. They put it... in a little box. It's even locked with a key. And when you leave, you get it back. Hmm. It's in Verona, Italy. It's called Al Condominio.
Huh?
Al Condominio.
Nailed it.
Okay.
They said they wanted to make kind of something new that they thought would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with their companions. And you don't have to give it up to the restaurant. It's optional.
It's optional, but it's a nice option.
If you do it, you get that bottle of wine. It says, we're not having too many people holding on to their phones at dinner.
It's sad that you have to get paid to not to have your phone to talk to the person you went to dinner with. I don't want that. What if I want to play some backgammon in the middle of our meal? I got a new game I've
been
playing.
There's a new Wordle out.
There's a cool Wordle, and also I haven't figured out today's Wordle. And then this new Candy Crush has got my eyes spinning. So if the conversation goes south, I'm just going to look down. Plus, sometimes she says some real outlandish I have to back it up. I have to check it out.
I have to research it.
I don't know if that's true. Dr. Fauci didn't invent AIDS, Aaron Rodgers. Let me go. You're a moron. Let me research that and have an opinion real quick. And I'll come back to you as a know-it-all, because I just read the information I had no idea about 2 seconds ago. Yeah, I think it should be mandatory. I think women should put that foot down. But you're just as bad as we are. Is if somebody takes you to dinner... and they pick up their phone, dinner's over.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that should be it. Unless it's an emergency phone call, there should be no reason for that guy to question what you just said and look up. I'm going to look up what you just said. I'm going to research your. I think you're full of shit. All right, well, then we don't need to talk anymore because I was just having a conversation with you. I didn't know I was being interrogated. I think women should be stricter about a dude texting or being on the phone at dinner. I think, you know. Women get away with a lot more than men when it comes to that. But I think that should be like he was on the phone the whole time. We should want to do it, gentlemen. If the bar has been set so low that all you have to do is pay attention to her.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Should
win that battle every time.
Yeah, it shouldn't be tough to woo a woman by going woo, woo, woo.
And women just don't bore us.
Right. Tell better stories. On the flip side, you've got all of humanity's information. The history of man is in your hand. Look something up and have a good story, for God's sakes. Are we ready?
Yeah, 8:04.
All right. It's, Brady, I have to interrupt you, and it's time now for the Doug Hopkins Price Super Guaranteed Giveaway Game.
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy Doug Hopkins, who just sent me a picture of him laying in bed to start his birthday. Well, that ain't pretty. But
is it hot?
Look at the hair. Look at the hair on that guy.
That's not him.
That's Doug. Look at all that
hair. Who is that new guy?
I don't know what he's saying. Probably he called me an asshole before, so. Oh, he's singing Bodies. It was when we were playing Bodies. Nice. He's actually whipping his hair. All right, we're going to give you the items on a receipt. You tell us the price. Yesterday, the Thai bot screwed everybody up, but we ended up getting quite a lot of people. Right now, here's how it works. I believe this was my pre-Thanksgiving meal.
What?
Yep. November 22nd. Potbelly? See the date?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Potbelly Sandwich Shop. Oh. But I didn't get the turkey this year.
Why was that?
This was, I was by myself the day before Thanksgiving. I was doing, there was a lot going on that day, if I remember right. And I wanted a sandwich. I remember this. So I got, from Potbelly Sandwich Shop, one mac and cheese, one steakhouse beef sandwich. There is a $3.99 delivery fee, a $3 service fee, $4 added tip, and I added $5 more bucks just because I'm nice. 9, 12, $16. The fees and tips are very close to surpassing the food total. One mac and cheese, one steakhouse beef, $3.99 delivery fee, $3 service fee, $4 for a tip added before checkout, $5 after. It's, you know, Thanksgiving. It's the holidays. What is the final price? What will it be? You tell us. And all you have to do is put the number in. First two numbers, decimal. Last two numbers, no dollar sign, no emojis, no nothing. And you could qualify to win $5,000 at UFest, courtesy of Birthday Boy TV's Doug Hopkins. Potbelly Sandwich Shop, mac and cheese, steakhouse beef sandwich, delivery fee and service fee $6.99. Dasher tip and Dasher tip before and after were $9. Brady has decided. I'll tell you right now, Brady is within 35 cents.
Wow.
I'm not going to give the number, but Brady just guessed it within 35 cents. If Brady can do that, I'm not even going to give you any hints. That's pretty good. And that was just on the out of the top of your brain. Barely string a sentence together, but the man has every menu in America memorized. You're wasting too much brain space on all the pricing and menus.
That's what is you good. Talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty good, Brady. So good luck. 97936. You text your guest to 97936, and you could very well be standing on stage next Friday night, and probably right before Chevelle takes the stage, being handed a check from Doug Hopkins for $5,000. How's about them apples? Good luck to all of you. 97936. Guess the total amount for my Potbelly sandwich. Delicious pre-Thanksgiving meal.
That's a delicious Thanksgiving.
No, it's the day before.
Oh.
Still good.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right.
So wait a minute. Tip and fees, you paid more than your sandwich?
Almost. Pretty close. I think it was like a $3 difference between tips and fees and the actual food.
Wow.
Hey, it's convenience, man. I'll pay for convenience.
Totally.
I didn't have to move. The day before Thanksgiving? Forget it. I'm not going out.
This first radio video has racked up 60 million views this week. Titled Flying Cat. Basically, it's a woman in Chicago posted after her cat, Remy, got spooked and jumped across the entire room. Her other cat knocked over the a coat off the coat rack, okay. And that's what spooked the kitty, Remy.
Okay.
And it is flying.
Flying cats are fun. When a cat goes nuts...
And then there's a cuss right at the end because the husband goes, what the was right. that?
I'll catch that. You got it, Rick? There we go. Uh-oh. What's going on? There's a lot of camera action going on. I'm going to throw up. Toledo's made the TV dance. All right. Here we go. Let's try it again. There we go. There he goes. This better be good. My God, what is happening on this screen? All right, here we go. I think. This is better when Brett has murders. Okay.
Oh, put the puzzle piece together.
Put a puzzle piece together. You're going to miss the whole video. To verify everything, to watch a cat fall out of a building. All right, here we go. We're in an apartment. There's a coat rack. I see it by the door.
There's the kitty.
There's the cat. Goes over and pulls the coat a little bit. Coat falls. That cat jumps 48 feet in the air all the way across the apartment. I mean, wow. From the front door to the back of the house and at about 9 feet in the air. Good thing they had high ceilings. That thing would have hit the top. That was a jump.
This one is happening in prison. You make the call. Oh, okay. No, first, we got the host.
Okay.
The host of a
Middle Eastern zoo show.
Yeah, morning show.
Oh, this is going to happen.
So they're
Saturday.
Bringing in a lion cub that's probably 4 or 5 months old.
Good size lion cub.
And the mom and this husband with a baby.
This is off one of your Middle Eastern sites, Brady.
Yeah. Very curious lion cub.
Baby crying lion cub. Oh, he's got the baby. He's got the baby. The lion's eating the baby. Right on television.
Watch the lady. Watch this. Now the mom doesn't know how to react. Give me the baby.
The zookeeper takes the mom or the baby?
Yep.
Wait a second. The mom just gave the baby to the zookeeper.
Now she's embracing. Nothing happened there. You're okay.
A lion just ate your kid, and she's trying to tell her it's okay. She's just the host of the show.
I know. Look at the mom. Look away from
Hold
the
on.
Camera. Like,
a lion
going on?
Is stealing this woman's baby on television.
And the, trying to keep smiling.
And the only thing, the only thing that's smiling. Happening is that the host and the zookeeper take the baby from the mother.
It's okay. There's no problems here.
The fact they didn't stuff that baby further into its mother's bosom is ridiculous. No, you give me that. This is your fault. You don't know how to handle a baby around a lion on TV.
Next one's the squirrel.
By the way,
spin.
If you're interested in that, bring your kids this weekend to Brady's World Wildlife Zoo thing. It'll probably be a good
we'll
chance.
We'll have a good encounter, but Brady. We won't bring a lion cub out.
We're not doing the squirrel spin.
Just
yeah?
Saying.
We've seen that.
When oh, we have? Okay.
When you're hucking...
Not that one. We've seen it. It's a squirrel spinning.
When you're hucking pumpkins at hippos this Saturday with Brady, yeah. There's a good chance a baby's going to get picked
Pumpkin
up in accident.
Chunkin'.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. That's not a thing. You don't want to do it.
The next one's a guy firing a bazooka.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he is. And did it just fire the wrong way?
I think it was a bazooka. I'm not sure.
What that thing was. Is this the Iranian military last weekend?
It's a celebration of some sort.
Guy just fires the biggest gun I've ever seen in my life, throws him to the ground. No one in that crappy town reacts at all. To dude in the center of the road shooting a bazooka. Live.
They're just sitting around on the scooters.
It's a Thursday afternoon, John.
One dude's just filming it like it's a traffic stop. And I think he may be dressed as Spider-Man as well. I'm not sure what the outfit is.
It might have cut down on sales that day. They're lined up to buy the gun. Like, let's see what it does.
This is the display. Maybe it's their heat stroke open and that's the long drive. Yeah.
Their gun show.
I don't know what that was.
This was the one I was originally talking about. The prison, you make the call.
Okay.
The guy is suing the prison.
Okay.
Because he's saying the officer pushed him over the...
Okay, he's on the second floor of the prison.
They're pulling him out to take him down.
We got to put our Shelly on there.
And they're walking him down the stairs. Got no shirt on and a towel. He's wet. Oh, he says he got pushed. He just jumps off the edge. He can sue all he wants, but he's jumped off the side.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty good until they had the surveillance.
He probably didn't think the videos were aimed directly at him as he leapt over the edge to blame them. Is he paralyzed or hurt? I mean, he's hurt, but do we know what happened? Broken legs? Anything? No? All right.
Nope. They're just saying. Who pushed? Was he pushed?
He leapt. He literally jumped over it. It's actually a pretty athletic move in a towel. All right, no Brett videos today because he's out there at Prestige. Thank God. Prestige Billiards, that's where he is. 79th Avenue and Bell, pretty much. 83rd Avenue and Bell is really where he's at.
Mike Moore and Steve Jones both have put a guess in on today. So,
okay.
28-76.
Both of they took two guys
that
to come
was,
up with one?
And then Mike's was 27-55.
Okay. Both of them are wrong.
Okay. Two people in so far.
Okay, by about...
Just two.
They're within 10 to 15 bucks one way or the other. I'll tell you that. That's it. One mac and cheese, one steakhouse beef sandwich. Delivery service fees were $6.99, and then double tip was $9. You figure out the tax and all the other stuff, and you can have the price. Maybe win $5,000. God, I hope Steve Jones gets it standing up on stage and pulls $5,000 out of Doug Hopkins' pocket. That would be awesome. Even, you know, I won the U.S. Open once. That's
even
true.
Even Mike Moore.
And Mike Moore played for the A's. I mean, I
won
did.
Won a World Series in 89.
Grand. $5,000 from this real estate guy sounds like a good plan. I don't sound like that. Anyway, it's 8:14. There you go, everybody. Good luck. You got the Doug Hopkins thing, 97936. Text it in. Maybe you win $5,000 from Doug Hopkins next week. We'll check in with Brett up there at Prestige Billiards one more time, trying to rosebud some of our listeners as they lift pool tables. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.